Currently, you are all reading the section of Bhagavatam about Lord Varahadeva. Lord Varahadeva is called as the Veda Swarupam. Why? Because he emanates from the nose of Lord Brahma. Just as the Vedas emanate from Brahma, Lord Varaha's incarnation also, he emanates from the nose of Brahma. So, in the base of Bhagavatam, he is explained as the Veda Swarupam. And when Lord Varaha sprinkles some water from the hairs from his shoulders on the sages and demigods, that is considered the most holiest of the waters in the whole creation. Because the Ganges waters emanating from the toe of Lord Vamana becomes the Ganges, the Viraja waters, which are washing the feet of Lord Vamandeva and entering into this universe, are called as the Ganges. So, if the waters emanating from Lord's feet are Ganges and pure, how can the water from the Lord's shoulder not be pure? Anything that touches the Lord becomes sanctified and pure, he says. Similarly, when Lord Varaha was roaring, all the sages, they understood and they cheered and they chanted the prayers. After hearing which, Lord Varaha again roared a second time to encourage all the devotees who were offering prayers to him, giving them reassurance that as per your request I have appeared and I am going to kill the demon and re-establish religious principles. So as he entered the Garbhodaka waters and brought the earth out and placed on its orbit, it was exactly like an elephant entering into a lake and plucking out a lotus flower along with some leaves. Similarly, he brought out the earth with its mountains, he explains, and he brought it out. So, such a Lord Varaha is only an expansion of Krishna. The Vedas teach us how to see Lord Krishna appearing in various forms at different times and different avatars doing different activities. And also the various ways in which he appears. Any way in which he appears, one should remember Krishna as the source of that incarnation. Similarly, the Lord appears as prasadam. When we see the food, we see Krishna behind. Yaisa Krishna Aswadilo. When he saw the food, what came to his mind immediately? Oh, this food is tasted by Krishna. That was the thing that came to his mind. Similarly, when Krishna appears as the holy name, behind the holy name there is Krishna. And Krishna and the holy name, in the Shastras, it is explained, Krishna manifests itself as the holy name. It is one of the forms, just like we say prasadam is one of the forms of Krishna. Similarly, the deity is a form of Krishna. Similarly, dham is a form of Krishna. Similarly, the naam is also a form of Krishna. But there is only one difference set between the naam and Krishna. That naam is more merciful than Krishna because it is more easily accessible to devotees than Krishna directly. Because the recitation of the naam reminds the devotees of Krishna. Just like Prabhupada explains, all the Vishnu temples are decorated with symbols of Vishnu, and amongst all the symbols of Vishnu, the most prominent symbol is the chakra. So when Vidura was on his pilgrimage, he came across many temples, and from a long distance he would see the chakra on the top of the temples. So Lord Krishna is also called as Chakri. Chakri means, amongst the four prominent symbols of Vishnu, Krishna holds only the wheel when he wants to kill the demons. So it's called as Chakri. So by seeing the chakra, Chakri is remembered immediately. That is why Vidura offered obeisances from very great distances when he saw Vishnu temples wherever he went. And by seeing the Gopuram and seeing the symbols of Vishnu, he remembered Krishna immediately. Similarly, in the chanting of the holy name, the naam is supposed to remind us of the personality of Krishna eventually. Because we are chanting for some person, we are calling his name. So, in every path of spiritual life, like jnana or yoga or karma. There are different type of expectations from the sadhaka. Similarly, in the path of bhakti, one is not expected to torture the body in performing penance, or one is not expected to become a very great scholar. But one should know to whom one is offering this glorification, who is being addressed, and the qualities and characteristics and the nature of that personality to whom we are offering this mantra. And that is why this story is said that once a king took a man to show his treasury. So the man walked through all through the palace, then he climbed up some staircase, and then he went to that khajana, the treasury. And when the king opened the treasury and showed, there were diamonds and pearls and rubies and gold and silver and everything. And when the king closed his treasury, he saw the lid of the treasury was made with gold. And then as he walked back, he saw the floor was made of gold. He saw the pillars were made of gold. And he was wondering, oh, all through my way I never saw it. Until I saw the treasury inside. In fact, your whole palace is made of gold and silver and ruby and pearls and diamond and everything. And the king said, yes, you failed to notice it when you were on the way. Similarly, in the path of bhakti, and he said, the means and the end are same. So right now we are chanting the holy name. It is Krishna, but we cannot realize it. But at least one should know. If I don't know the holy name as Krishna, at least I can know that the holy name I am offering it is to the mother and father, the ultimate mother and father of the living entity, Radha and Krishna. Like you see these brahmanas and sages, when they were offering prayer to Varaha, and they are telling, oh my dear Lord Vishnu, this Bhumi is your Patni, and the Bhumi is our Mataram, she is our mother. So we are offering obeisances to you and to our mother, who are the ultimate supreme nourishers of every one of us, the moving and non-moving beings. Like that they are offering prayer. So along with the energetic Lord, the energy is always worshipped. Like they are worshipping Varaha and Lakshmi in that particular case. Similarly, our bodies and spirits are at every moment maintained and nourished by Shri Radha and Krishna, who are our optimal shelter. So when you are chanting the holy name, this is actually the offering. If you can see Lord Krishna behind Varaha, if one can see Lord Krishna in Prasad, why can't one see Krishna while chanting the holy name, which is directly their names, which are non-different from them? Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desert trees, or ocean of mercy, and full of compassion for the fallen condition soul. Pancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaeva cha padikanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnava vrindake vaishnava thakur ki.